The parables of Jesus are everyday stories. They're everyday stories that open up to reveal multiple meanings inside. They invite us, more than that, they invite us to enter into the stories, to walk around in the shoes of someone within the story, to identify with someone from the story. Do I identify with the child who squandered his inheritance and must return home in disgrace? Or do I identify with the parent sitting anxiously for years? Do I identify with the vigilant shepherd always on the lookout for danger? Or do I feel more like a lamb beset on all sides by forces beyond my ability to combat? The parables invite us to live inside of the story, to choose someone to identify with, and to take the risk of having our minds changed, of having our lives changed by having done so. In today's parable, I have no trouble whatsoever figuring out who I identify with, whose shoes I will walk around in. I walk into the living story of the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, and I am one of the early risers. I'm one of the early risers. You see, I'm a person who likes to have a good plan. I want to be clear about what steps are needed to succeed at something, and I want to know how each step advances the plan, and when the time comes to follow through with it, I want to be where I need to be to do what I need to do with plenty of time to spare. I want to embark on that plan with conviction and assurance. I want to seek feedback along the way. This is the way I plan dinner. So understand me when I say, when I walk into the living story of the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, I know who I am. I am one of the early risers. One of the people who gets to the marketplace first thing in the morning, standing up straight, shoes polished, looking lively. I've got a plan for the day, and I am following through. So when the owner of a vineyard comes walking into the marketplace and is looking for people to hire, I'm not surprised that I get hired. Why wouldn't I? Me and the rest of the early risers, we walk with the landowner into the vineyard and we set out to do a full day's work for a full day's wages. Now for me, working hard just makes the day flow by. The hours just flow past like clouds on the wind when I'm working hard. So 6 o'clock in the morning turns into 9 o'clock in the morning like that. Next thing I do, I look up and I see the owner of the vineyard has come back and has yet more workers with him. Now, I can see why he's got more workers. I mean, this vineyard is huge. I mean, I've been working for a few hours and I can't see where I came into the vineyard anymore, and I sure can't see the ending, so it's no surprise that the owner is hiring as many workers as he can. I mean, he won't get a full day's work out of them or anything like that, but heaven knows there's enough to do. This vineyard is not like any place I've ever seen before. So we all get to work, the last to arrive, beside we the first, and the work once again just makes the hours slide by. The noonday's heat comes, and the owner is back with more workers. Hours pass, and the sun starts to sort of lean in the sky, and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the owner is back with yet more workers. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people working in this vineyard now. Every kind of person that you could imagine. But I guess that makes sense. I mean, I've been working all day, and I still can't see the end of these vines. And so we get back to work together. Well, some of us get back to work. Others are just starting. We start to work, and the sun is now no longer leaning, but is in a full-on slouch, dipping down near the rows of vines that I still can't see the end of, and it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, near quitting time. And what do I see but the owner of the vineyard is back, and he has even more workers with him. But these last ones, these last ones who are straggling in behind, I can't tell for the life of me why the owner has hired them. I mean, these are the types who get looked over and who get looked past. The ones who spent the last night sleeping something off. Or the ones who could barely drag themselves out of bed in the morning. Or the ones who are over the hill. Or the ones who are from the wrong side of town. Or the ones who maybe don't really have the right to be working around here anyway. But here they are. I can't figure out why the owner has hired these people. But they take their place beside those of us who were first. And you know what? I just can't help myself. My curiosity gets the better of me. I ask one of the new arrivals, you know, I know it's none of my business, but what did the owner say that he was going to pay you? I mean, you're only going to be working a couple of hours. I mean, what did he say that he would pay you? Well, one of them replies, well, he said he would pay us whatever is right, but who knows what that's going to mean? Oh, well, you see, that's why I make sure to be early, to be ready, you know? I've been working a full day, so I know what I'm going to get paid. So just best of luck to you. Wave after wave of humanity are working in this vineyard that stretches out like an ocean on a clear day. People who would not normally mix, bending and stooping to the work that they've been called to do by this vineyard owner, the last to arrive, working beside those like me who have worked from the first and who are growing weary from the long day's trek until the sun has finally sunk below the horizon. Below the horizon, below the vines that are still stretching out into the distance, that vast and unknown vineyard that even after working all day, I still have not seen the ending of, and I can barely remember the beginning of, nor have I seen the sides of this strange place. But at last it is quitting time. Last it is time to get paid, and the owner lines everybody up to get paid. The ones who showed up last, they were supposed to go to the head of the line, and those of us who had been first, we were supposed to go to the back of the line. I mean, it's an odd arrangement, but everything about this vineyard is odd. And everybody seems content to go to their right place, and with no small satisfaction, I walk all the way to the back of the line. Proud that I have been one of the ones working hardest all day. Now, the line is long, and there are many people to be paid in front of me, and I'm all the way at the back, but that's okay. This is going to give me a chance to take a good look around at this vineyard. I've been squinting down at the vines in front of me. I've been working all day, and all I've ever seen is vines and more vines. How big is this vineyard? Anyway, I mean, who could own something like this? And my reverie is broken for the moment, because the people who are just getting paid here at the beginning, the people who have just got paid, the ones who've only worked an hour or two, they're hurrying past me. They're hurrying past me out of the vineyard, and they look excited. They look excited, more than excited, they look elated, person after person. They look overjoyed as they go running past me. So I just grab one of them by the arm as they go by, and I say, what's going on? What's everybody so excited about? What's going on? He replies, well, Remember, I said that the owner said he was going to pay us whatever was right, but I wasn't expecting this. And I can see from what is clutched in this person's fist that they are holding like it is a treasure. I can see that from what's poking out of their hands that whatever they've been paid, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. It looks like a full day's wages for just an hour or two of work. And so off they run through the vineyard, out of the vineyard, clutching their pay to their chest. Clutching it to their chest with a look on their face. A look on their face like they have an amazing surprise. They just can't wait to tell someone about it. Person after person leaves this way, the same way. The ones who'd worked 2 hours, The ones who worked a half a day, they are overjoyed, and the line is getting shorter. And I'm getting closer to the front, and I'm starting to get excited. I mean, it seems as if this owner of this strange vineyard, it seems that he's being very generous with his pay. I mean, just look at this vineyard. He must be able to afford whatever he wants to pay. Finally, the end of the line comes. I stand before the owner, and I am standing up straight. I'm making sure that my calluses are showing and that little bit of dirt on my face. I've got that going forward as if to say, remember me? Remember me? I'm your first guy. I've been working all day here. And I hold out my hands, and the owner hands me my pay, and I can see that it is exactly the same as that first person who worked maybe about an hour, and here I am, the last one, and I'm getting paid the same as them. I'm getting paid the same as them, and so I lay into the guy. Fair is fair, okay, friend? Fair is fair. I've borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat, and you're making me equal to them, to those losers who, if you had any sense, you wouldn't have hired in the first place. And I'm about to really start giving him a piece of my mind when he says, please, please, you have to move on. I have to pay everyone. I have to pay the people who have been here before you. And I say, oh, no. I've been here all day. I was here first. This is the end of the line. Now you have to, please. I have to pay everyone. I have to pay everyone who's been working here. So I turn around. I turn around to look where he's pointing, and I can see that this line that I'm standing in is much, much longer than I had thought it had been, and I am not standing anywhere near the back of this line. It is stretching out far behind me, out into this vineyard again, out farther than I can see, out farther than I can imagine. A line of workers, and right behind me in line, I can see my grandfather. My grandfather, who spent his life in kindness and generosity and healing. He is standing, waiting patiently to be paid. He was always so patient. And he's got that smile on his face as he steps before the owner of the vineyard to be paid. And he is paid just the same as me. Even though I know that he has done so much more, and he walks off beyond the vines with that wink like a traffic light. And behind him is standing Medgar Evers, who fought for equality for black people, wielding weapons of peace, and who died a martyr's death. And he steps before the owner of the vineyard to be paid. And he is paid just the same as me. And behind him are standing Bill W. and Dr. Bob, who started and founded Alcoholics Anonymous, and who showed countless hopeless people that they did not need to die and that they did not deserve to die. And they step before the owner of the vineyard, and they are paid just the same as me. And behind them is Phyllis Wheatley, and behind her is John Calvin, and behind him is Hildegard of Bingen, and the line stretches farther than I can see, saints beyond counting, stretching into this vineyard that goes beyond what my imagination can encompass, beyond nation and beyond the sea, beyond my lifetime, eons on each side. What is this place? What is this vineyard? Who have I been working for? I turn to look again at the face of the owner of the vineyard, and it is blazing like the setting sun, only it does not burn my eyes, but pierces my very soul. And it is only then, when I understand for whom I have worked, that I open my hands to see what I have been paid, to count what have been my wages. And what I hold in my hand, it is not what I was expecting, and it is not what I have earned, and it is not anything like what I have imagined. And I clutch it in my fist like it is a treasure, and I hold it to my chest, and I go running through the vineyard back out into the world with a look on my face like I have an amazing surprise. I just can't wait to tell someone.